This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. It's like flushing money down the river. Those were the words chosen by U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse to describe the court-mandated spill increase order that began last week on 8 Lower Snake and Columbia River dams. Newhouse was joined in the Tri-Cities by representatives from several stakeholders to express their serious concerns.
We're all here together to testify to the importance of maintaining the Columbia and the Snake Rivers system. But unfortunately, our dams and the clean energy that they provide are in jeopardy today.
Newhouse says water spilled over the dams can't be used to produce inexpensive electricity, resulting in higher power bills.
What's the impact of increasing spill or breaching the dams? What would that impact be? And the response I got, I have to say, is pretty sobering. It has an estimated price tag of over $40 million in higher electricity rates from increasing spill in just this one year alone. And to me, that's totally unacceptable and avoidable.
And he says this may not be the end of the assault.
Today, we're standing here not just to say that we will work together to prevent further spill increases and rising electricity rates due to this order, but we're working to save our dams from the prospect of being breached.
More on what's being done tomorrow.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.